Present temperature in Chicago is 45 degrees, humidity 51% at 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, on this very delightful Friday in the United States of America, and I presume around the world, we're speaking for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And helping us speak today is the gentleman who is going to furnish the starring role for our little epic on this Friday, May the 3rd, if memory serves me correctly, is a gentleman who I have always said has contributed as much to music and the record business as any other individual in our entire scheme of things on the wax. His name is Archie Blyer. He heads up his own record firm known as Cadence. You remember him long associated with the old redhead, Mr. Arthur Godfrey. And now, of course, an impresario, an entrepreneur, and raconteur, and a maker of good hit records. As a matter of fact, before we talk to Archie, I would like to present the record that I think might be the number one record hit of the year of 1957. I have not been overly verbose about records on this program, I think that you'll agree. And so when I make a prediction, maybe it can hold water. And I really think this one by Andy Williams, made by Archie Blyer's Cadence Company, will be number one in short order and perhaps the biggest selling record of the year. Andy Williams, I Like Your Kind of Love.
Honey, baby. Uh-huh. Ooh, honey, baby. Uh-huh. Mm, honey, baby, I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way that you walk by. I like the way you swing your eye. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Every night, I like the way you beg for more and linger there outside the door. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, well, well. Ain't it swell?
Uh-huh.
Can't reveal how I feel. No one else could ever thrill me like you do. You make my every dream come true. I like your kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, baby.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, honey, baby. I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Honey, babe, I like the way you wear your clothes. My love for you just grows and grows. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. When you're near, you don't know what you do to me. And that's the way it ought to be. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Don't you know I love you so?
Uh-huh.
Can't you see that you're for me?
Uh-huh.
Honey, babe, I like the way you hold my hand to make me know you understand. I like your kind of love. Honey, you know I do. Honey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, honey, babe. I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Ooh, honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Honey, babe, I like you kind of love.
That's good, baby, that's good.
Well, if ever we've heard a commercial record, that meets all the elements of a hit tune done by Andy Williams, the girl in the background who has a very stylish little sound, a thin, wispy quality, is a girl by the name of Peggy Powers, who sings with the Ray Charles Singers. That's a swell Archie Blyer combination of talent, the wedding to a song called I Like Your Kind of Love, destined for a hit, I feel pretty positive. Just like I feel that positive about Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. In almost any place you go, you'll see that familiar wrapper, that white wrapper with the green and the red trim and the print that says, here's an invitation to five delightful treats. Five sticks of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, just as nice a treat as you can take with you on your weekend travels, if that's what your plans are. Whether you travel or whether you stay at home and just sort of relax and listen to your favorite CBS dial setting or read a book, I can assure you that the pleasantry of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is a perfect companion piece for all of your activity. So this weekend, Why don't you make it a Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum Weekend? Aids digestion, good for your teeth. It's the chewing action that does that when you chew and enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. And I hope you'll join me just as quickly as you can. And that last remark was also intended for Mr. Archie Blyer. Archie, I don't suppose I hurt your feelings when I said that was going to be a number one hit.
You certainly didn't.
Archie, the first thing I must ask you, because in the last two or three weeks, I have noticed a tremendous amount of swell stuff coming from your label, where usually we are content to just have maybe one or two releases. Does this mean that you have made a compromise with your original plan at running a record company, just releasing every so often?
No, this isn't a compromise at all. It just so happened the tunes came along that I thought should be done.
In other words, your philosophy has always been only record when you are moved by a good piece of material.
That's right.
And today you think there's more good material?
Well, it just so happened that at this particular time there were a good many good songs that presented themselves.
Now, Archie, you're a well-trained musician and a perfectionist to sound, and I wonder whether or not it's been a hardship for you to reconcile your knowledge of music to what is currently the popular trend in music, the rock and roll, the illiterate lyrics, the gibberish.
Not really, because most of the things that are good from the rock and roll or the country field are real honest expressions. And honest expression in anything, whether it be painting or literature or music, is always good. And some of the best music comes from folk music.
Yes. Well, I shan't argue the country and western. As a matter of fact, I want to touch on that field and more than touch on it, talk quite a bit about it today to you because it's one of my favorite forms, and I know that it's currently the number one thing in popularity. But you say good music in the rock and roll field. Good if it's an expression, because it is an expression of a feeling. But is it good music? Are the progression of notes well written? Are they well thought of?
No, they're not well thought of, because most of the things, or I'll say that are successful, if you prefer, in rock and roll are the result of good performances. The performance is a big factor in the success of a rock and roll record.
So you think that, unlike perhaps other days, here the singer makes the song rather than the song makes the singer?
I think that's pretty definite, because we have some very creative performances. The performances become very, very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally that can happen in any field. I always go back to La Rosa with Anywhere I Wander.
Yes.
This was a proven flop. But something about Julie's performance turned it into a hit.
In other words, the song had been done by two or three people. Nat King Cole, as I remember, did it, didn't he? Tony Bennett?
No, Tony Bennett. There had been about five records out. It was in one of the biggest pictures of the year. And it was a complete flop.
And about a year later or so, you decided to do it?
No, it wasn't that long. It was just a few months. But when Julie wanted to do it on the air, it turned out to be one of the most important things he'd ever sung.
Well, that to you then was proof that it was the performer rather than the song that did it, because had it just been the song, then anybody could have sung it.
That's right.
Even me, maybe. Well, not that far, but that's exaggerating. Well, now in this business of rock and roll, Arch, we get a lot of attitudes, a lot of opinions expressed that this is music that is not good for youngsters for a couple of reasons. One, namely, because it'll give them a tin ear, that this is not stuff that they can learn music by. Is this true?
Well, possibly so. The only thing is, our business is a reflection, a mirror of what's going on. We can't put ourselves in the position of educating people. That's not our role.
You have a responsibility or an obligation to see that they have things that are not detrimental or derogatory. You wouldn't have blue lyrics, for instance.
Well, no, that's very true.
But the form of music, you don't think that you should lead.
I don't think we can, because if we're going to stay in business, we have to make money at it.
Well, that's the way I've always felt about the disc jockey profession. We receive a lot of criticism saying, if you didn't play that, our youngsters wouldn't buy it and wouldn't like it. And I say that if I didn't play it, your youngsters wouldn't listen to me, and they'd listen to somebody who did play it. So all we
that's
do,
right.
Really, you and I both, is interpret an attitude and then try to satiate their appetites for that particular thing.
That's very true.
Arch, now in this business of country and western music, this is never far from the number one type of music in popularity, is it?
No, there are always tunes and performers that come from the country field. We've had so many of them. Cold Heart, Jambalaya, so many others that I can't even remember.
Sure. Cheatin' Heart?
That's right.
All those Hank Williams catalog songs, of course. Well, how do you explain the resurgence of its popularity at this particular time? Is it because the pendulum has swung from the one to the other pole?
Well, I think it's changed a little bit. It has been influenced by the rock and roll, just as rock and roll has now been influenced by country, and we're getting a new form of music that is a little more universal.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lines between types of music are going to be broken.
You've got a little girl whose record we're going to play in just a moment. This Joyce Hahn, who I have just been in love with ever since I first had an opportunity of meeting her with her first record. And I think this I Saw You is one of the best records I've seen come up in a long while. Do you feel confident that this is going to go a long way in sales?
I think it has a very good chance. And here again is a tune from the country field written by Marty Robbins.
He's the boy that did that last Guy Mitchell hit. As a matter of fact, he recorded it too.
No, he didn't write that.
Oh, didn't he?
Melvin Ensley wrote that, the boy who wrote I Like You Kind of
Love. Of course, sure.
But Marty
Robbins recorded it.
Marty wrote the song that he has currently popular, White Sport Coat.
A White Sport Coat and a Red Rose or Red Carnation.
And You Don't Owe Me a Thing that Johnny Ray had that?
That's the one you wrote, You Don't Owe Me a Thing. Well, let's give a listen to this. We played the other side the other day because I wanted to save this side for when you got here we could talk about it. And Joyce is going to be on this show, as a matter of fact, from up in her Canadian home. This is this cute little Canadian girl and just a tremendously forceful talent. Joyce Hahn with a cadence recording, I Saw You, I Saw You.
I saw you, don't bother to lie. I was there, though I stood out of sight. And I ran all the way home as fast as I could. And I lay there and cried all last night. So go, darling, go, darling, don't hang around. If you do, if I can't have a sweetheart to love only me, then I don't want a sweetheart at all. So
credit Archie Blyer with a wonderful sound again, will you? Joyce Hahn, of course, gets her name on the label and does just a fantastic job on the solo there of I Saw You, I Saw You. Archie, if you can keep making records like I Like Your Kind of Love and Joyce Hahn's I Saw You, man, you're going to be in this business for a long, long while.
Well, I hope I can.
I'm sure that you will be. Arch, the best of luck to you, and I should like to acknowledge, too, that Mrs. Blyer is here in the studio. You know her, of course, as the charming lead of the Cordette, the famed quartet of girls that you've made, Well, the heck with that. They made an awful lot of hits. Nice having you here, Jen, and thank you for being here. We've been here for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Thanks to the Wrigley folks for making it possible. And more importantly, thanks to you for chewing Wrigley so we can stay here. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. I know it's going to be a swell weekend. Please be careful if you go in your automobiles. We'll see you Monday. In the meantime, the star of our show, now Mr. and Mrs. Blyer, is Joe Foss, and here he is, friends.
Be sure to join Howard Miller, whom will be back on Monday at this same time with his guest Bob Scobie on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.
See?
WBBM FM Chicago.
MGM's Edge of the City, starring a brilliant new talent, John Cassavetes, Sidney Poitier, who